The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Aineann Leona is here, which is always bad news from my perspective because it means I'm going to get given out for not knowing things. And you would have thought that it would be only Aina who is doing that. Turns out I'm getting ganged up on a text to say, Anton, please, please remember to use the word invitation and not invite. Invitation is a noun and invite is a verb.
I was going to say that.
Don't you start.
I was going to say
Don't you start. I was enjoying your discussion and sentiment expressed until I heard you using bad grammar. Thanks.
Yeah, people do use. I'll take both of you on.
Somebody get an up-to-date version of the OED and I'll bet you invite is in there as a noun as well as a verb.
I will invite you to dinner and I'm issuing you an invitation.
And here's your invite.
No.
English is a growing language, Aina. Now, what have you got against the people of Cavan?
Well, nothing much. I live next door to them in County Louth and all those jokes about them being parsimonious, I wouldn't subscribe to, no.
You maintain that they are behind the rest of us when it comes to spring.
I did.
Them and Monaghan get spring 3 weeks later than the rest of us?
No, I didn't say
you
that.
You did.
I said what happens is that the leaves come on the trees there last, which is not the same thing at all.
I quote... Spring spreads all along the south coast and along the coastline up the middle from the south. The last place in Ireland for spring to arrive every year is Monaghan and Cavan.
Well, in the sense of the leaves coming on the trees, that's correct indeed.
Why?
Because it's a temperature thing. I mean, if you look at the temperature, the average temperatures, the south and west of Ireland, Cork and Kerry, are warmest. They're 7 degrees. Then it spreads around the coast because coast is warmer than inland. Then it goes up the sides and then it comes in from the edge. And the furthest away from the edge is Cavan and Monaghan. So it's that's what we call the green wave. So around Patrick's Day, maybe the end of it, the leaves start coming on the trees. And it takes 2 weeks for this to spread. So the leaves, you were out looking from space down in the end of Spain and you'd see the leaves coming on the trees. The green wave moves up to Sweden at the same speed as somebody walks. Walking. So at 4 kilometres an hour, it moves across. So it takes two
spring
weeks.
Spring moves at 4 kilometres an hour.
Yes. The leaves coming on the trees, which is just one part of spring, but that moves at 4 kilometres an hour. It's called the green wave. And if you're looking at it from space or from nearby it anyway, that you can see it all, you see it get green at south of Spain, and then you see, because these are the deciduous trees that lose their leaves in the winter, they get them back, and it takes from, March to May to get up to the top at 4 kilometres an hour, the speed a person walks at.
So
2 weeks in Ireland it takes from Kerry to Cavan.
So if you're living in Kerry and you've relatives in Monaghan, you can ring them when you see buds in the trees and say fortnight ahead of you.
We did surveys on this way back with the Energy Ireland, 20 years ago, I had all the kids ringing in with them, Gerard Fleming. They were doing frog spawn and they were doing the leaves on the horse chestnut tree. And once the leaves opened, they sent us in messages. And that's why I know about Cavan. I did this research myself with the kids. And once they sent pictures, they sent in the pictures. And the last tree is the ash tree that comes out at the end of May. As naked as an ash tree under a May moon, said...
said who? Go on.
Said your man that wrote to Playboy in the Western world.
Sing.
Yeah, John Millington Sing, who was talking about something that's entirely different.
But he was right.
But he described it as naked as an ash tree under a May moon, very last one. And the first one is the horse chestnut, which isn't even native. It thinks it's still in Spain.
The horse chestnut is from Spain?
Yeah, it's not native to Ireland. It was brung here by people who thought they were lovely trees, and they are lovely trees. So it thinks it's in Spain, putting on its leaves on Paddy's Day. Stupid thing. Everything else comes out in April.
Now, I want to come back to horse chestnuts in a second. Frog spawn as a something of a tangent. I'd like to get some frog spawn. Where do you find it? I'm not messing. Because I remember as a child, you would always have a teacher who'd have frog spawn. I was like, where's your frog spawn sort? Where do you get it?
Well, if you go up the mountains for a walk, I've had pictures in from people who want me to answer questions about it, and up Ticknock and those places in the Dublin Mountains, in the puddles, there's the frog spawn. But unless you're absolutely taking it for a educational reason, because it's protected all over Europe, because it's really scarce in Greece, not scarce here at all. So every year, the National Parks and Wildlife Service, they issue a derogation, if you like, to schools. So schools can have their tanks in school, they can have their frog spawn, and they can have the kids bring it home at half term to mind it. So if you have a child in school whose teacher has frog spawn, then you can volunteer on behalf of your child to mind the frog spawn during
February. But without said derogation, leave it alone.
You're not allowed to.
Go and look at it, but don't do it now.
Yeah, go and look at it. Yeah, indeed.
Now, coming back to the horse chestnut and when it starts to get itself in order, text to say, What is anus? By the way, another one more importantly saying, Anton is correct. Invite is also a noun. But putting that to one side.
He's wrong.
What is anus stance on the 1st of spring? February or March?
Is the it's first not a matter first of in and Ilona. It's a fact that the 1st of spring is the 1st of February. It's a light thing. It's a light thing. Would you say the longest day of the year, which is the 22nd of June, is midsummer?
Yes.
Right, well then take 6 weeks either side of that and that's the whole of summer. So from the 1st of May until the end of July, that's 6 weeks either side of the longest day. Then come back and other things and you get the equinox when day and night are the same length on the 22nd of March. So 6 weeks either side of that gives you the light coming. And I was just coming out this morning to come to this wonderful programme and I could hear the blue tit singing because once the light gets to a certain level, it sets the pineal gland going in the birds, and it's the light that drives spring, not the temperature. This carry on about the temperature is me eye. Sure, isn't the temperature changing every second week and we're the warmest, this and the coldest?
But you see, this has always
been
my issue.
The sun always rises at the same time. The sun always rises in the east and sets in the west, and the length of the day never changes in the sense that this first of spring will always be 6 weeks before the equinox. And it stimulates the animals to start doing what animals do, you know, gets them going, get the birds singing, gets the, you see your daffodils and things poking up.
But surely that's heat. Is daffodils not temperature related?
Well, the daffodils aren't up yet. It's
no, but when they do, I assume that's soil temp, is it? Because they can't see the sun because they're
underground. Well, you would wonder, wouldn't you? But I mean, no light does have an impact as well. Yeah, it does, yeah.
Now, do birds sing during the winter and we just don't notice because they do it later and we're busy? Or do they only sing once we get to spring? Don't give me that look. It's a genuine question.
No. Birds sing because they are stimulated by the light and they are going to breed. So it's a gland in their brain, which is very small.
But we get a little bit of light in January. But then
it's not enough. It's not long enough. The days are not long enough. The days are the shortest of 22nd of December and then they begin to get longer. So by the 1st of February, they've been getting longer for 6 weeks. And as a consequence of this pineal gland, it gets bigger and more whatever, not testosterone, but whatever those dopamines or whatever those gland of serotonin, those hormones are secreted in the bird's brain and the bird starts to sing because singing is the first attribute. I am holding territory. It's the boys that do it. The women never open their mouths. Imagine living in a world where women never spoke.
Oh, you will not tempt me then.
Stop sniggering
me.
So that's what happens. So your man is there singing, I own this garden and I'll bloody well be dug out of any other robin. The tits will be dug out of other ones or the whatever it is. And they're holding territory. And then why are they holding all this territory? They want a woman. So they're on the one hand saying, I hate you, get out of my garden. And they're saying, I love you, marry me. And they had the two songs. And they're at it already. They're holding
the songs
territory.
Are both. The song is also...
they're keeping the other
him,
out.
Will you come over now?
Yeah, but if he can, he would. I mean, if he could lay the eggs himself, he probably would. But he has to get a girl. So there you go.
Now, time is against us, but this is critical.
Half an hour ago.
Zombie spiders.
Yeah.
What's the story? I believe also Cavan. There's a lot of problems in Cavan and Fermanagh. Monaghan. What's the story with the zombie spiders?
What do you mean there's lots of problems in Cavan and Fermanagh?
Well, they don't get sprayed until 2 weeks after everybody else. That was what you said.
Yeah, but it comes later. But that's not a problem. That's the way it is.
Do they hang on to it for longer? Does their winter start later?
We didn't.
Did I get you? Yes.
We didn't do.
Finally,
no, well, it depends on the weather. I expect it probably doesn't because they're on. Well, we'll do a
zombie
spiders.
Zombie
spiders are spiders that live in caves, and because they're in caves, they don't see the light of day, and they are like white, and they're only found by cavers. And lately, they've discovered that they're affected by a fungus, and this fungus makes them come out of their holes or corners where they're hiding out into the open and die, so that their brains are taken over by this fungus. Hence the word zombie spiders. I mean, they're proper spiders. Only they got this awful infection, and now their brains are taken over. They had brains taken over by this fungus, and now they're all sitting around the place, and they have this fungus on them. And of course, because some film or another had zombie something or another in it, they're called zombie spiders, but they're not. They're poor, unfortunate spiders that have a fungal disease. God love them.
I'm going to regret this. Do spiders not have brains?
Well, sure, everything has to have a brain. Yeah, they do have brains in the sense of...
But a little one in their head, or is it one of these sort of decentralised nervous systems like McCreevy wanted to create?
No, they have it in their heads. So otherwise, if they were decentralised, you pull off a leg and they'd be a bit more stupid.
Dr. Aidan and Leanna, thank you so much.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.